The activities budget, I think, on Monday was the other big thing that we looked at in how to kind of offset this deficit. We also talked about potentially contracting out for some of our maintenance work and a couple other ways to save. But activities are the other big sort of malleable piece, I guess. And that budget is at a little over $500,000 right now. It's more than doubled over the past decade. And that's for athletics and for academic extracurriculars. So what's kind of contributed to that increase over the past 10 years or so?
Well, definitely travel costs, extra activities. We've really had, I think, requests through the budget process that we fund more academic activities over the years, and we've definitely focused on that. I figure last year, I'm going to bring this to the committee this coming week on Thursday, that last year we our expenditures, there's about 43% that was spent on academic travel. When you include the world languages trip, the art trip, the band trip. And so that's been, I think, something that the community has really wanted and parents have wanted. So definitely adding that, the costs have definitely gone up. And then
as far as travel costs and
right, airfare. Right, yes, airfare. And airfare is 83% of the total. It's mostly airfare. And then also more home games. That's been something that's been really requested over the years, and especially when we've had more money coming in from the state these last few years, that's been an area that we've been able to focus on a little bit more to have more home games. And I think the community and the parents really appreciate that, as well as the students.
Sure. And that brings the cost down, correct? That's a cheaper cost than if we were sending the kids away?
Yes, true. Okay. But we have had additional games in there also.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. So just to kind of give some context here, Kodiak Island has about 2,300 kids, and their activities budget's a little over $600,000. In Dillingham, they're a little closer to us. They have about 217 kids. That was in 2013, and a $220,000 activities budget. So here in Onalaska, I know our high school principal, Jim Wilson, he's also our activities director. He said that he thinks he could take maybe a 5% cut to his budget and still be okay. I mean, are we looking at cutting actual activities, cutting events? I mean, how is that going to kind of come out of the programs without really affecting the kids, or is it?
Well, I think at this point, if we're only talking about a 5% cut, it would be absorbed across the board. There wouldn't be cuts to specific programs, or we wouldn't be losing specific sports or activities. But we would be looking at maybe sending fewer students on a trip, and this would also include, the 5% would include staff travel as well. So that would help absorb some of that as well.
Right.
One other thing that, a cost driver for us compared to localities like Kodiak and Dillingham is it kind of depends on what conference we're in too. And there's been some reconferencing. And there's been some changes to the actual sports schedules. And so that, it's more expensive. You know, anytime we go anywhere, we have to go through Anchorage almost any time, unless we can do a charter. So when we're playing towns like Togiak out in southwest Alaska, who's one of the cities in our conference or towns in our conference, we still have to go through Anchorage and then out to Dillingham and maybe charter then to Togiak. So it's, it's different from when we were in a conference in South Central, where we could go to Anchorage, rent a van, drive up down to the Kenai, play five or six games, and drive back, get on the plane, and come home. So those sorts of things have affected the cost in the last 10 years as well.
Interesting. Yeah, and I know Principal Wilson mentioned it's at least $1,000 kind of per person to travel, sort of on average. Is that right?
That's kind of a good thumbnail sketch of what it costs per kid.
Sure. So what about parent and community contributions? I know that's sort of a separate thing that you add on to the activities budget. The parents are always looking for support for school trips for their kids to do various, the senior trip and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, as our enrollment kind of starts to trend downward a little bit, are you concerned about those contributions changing? I mean, how has that trend been going over the past few years with community funding?
Yeah, I don't know if we've kept any really good data. We could probably find some data on how that's trended up and down over the years. I think that's a concern. You know, as we have fewer students, we're going to have fewer parents out there doing fundraisers. And it's great that we've had the support that we've had from the local community fund doing the fundraising. But we also have to be careful not to put too much pressure on the community too with the fundraising.